Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Gambling again in the news for the NFL. Colts corner Isaiah Rodgers. He apparently placed at least 100 bets, some of them on the Colts. Not great. The Athletic released a piece with players talking about the gambling policies, a lot of them saying it could have been any of us. Direct quote from one of the anonymous players. We didn't know the policies. It was buried in a handbook. So at what point does the NFL have to do better to educate players, or is this on the players?
No, this is on the players. You have agents. You have advisors. Yep. If you didn't read the handbook, they should have. I don't want to hear it. I'm always tired of people passing the blame on stuff. You're an NFL player. You sign a contract. You play in a collectively bargained agreement league. It's on you to know what's in that. I don't want to hear it. And by the way, how stupid could Isaiah Rodgers be? You think the moment you hit submit bet and you're betting on the NFL, a league you play in, and betting on your team when you play for that team, it never occurred to you, alarm bells, might not be a great idea. I don't want to hear it. What?
No, it's exactly what you said. Like, you had to know. It's not like gambling has just come around and it's the first time. People have lost their jobs over gambling. Don't bet on your own team. My goodness, have any of you never heard of Pete Rose? It's his own fault. I'm sorry.
Now to Philly defensive tackle Jordan Davis. Quote, Eagles are asking more of me. I'm ready to meet expectations. Now that guys like Sue and Hargrave are gone, will mine and Rico's favorite big man be able to step up in the Eagles system?
I'll say yes. He did have an ankle injury last year. But remember, when he played, they were an elite run-stuffing team. When he didn't, they suffered and fell. I think Jordan Davis is going to be an impactful, important player in the same way Vince Wilfork was for years. And I think they know exactly what they need from him.
Yeah.
And I think he'll deliver it.
And I'll say the same thing. They knew we're not going to re-sign Hargrave because we already have somebody. He's a lot less. He's on his rookie deal. They let him walk. So, Kenny, yeah, I think we'll be vindicated. And I would – Costa, watch out. We're coming for you.
Oh, boy.
I keep reading all these reports about the DeAndre Hopkins situation. Obviously, we're wondering where he's going to land. But the two teams that keep popping up the most – obviously, the Bills and the Chiefs, those seem to be the leaders in the clubhouse. Is it basically them and everybody else, or is there a surprise team we're not thinking about?
Go ahead.
I think it's them right now because they're probably two of the favorites to win the Super Bowl, especially the Chiefs. Looking at the Chiefs wide receivers, they don't have any world beaters out there. They got a bunch of twos and threes. They don't have a number one. He could walk in there and become that number one. Unless somebody overpays for him, I think it's going to come down to those two teams.
I just don't care. I don't want the guy.
Yeah, Kadarius Toney. Like, that's one of the Chiefs' main guys.
Yeah, but again, with Andy Reid, it's all magical. It's all magical. Big Red just gets it done, man. Think about it. Look at all the players that have come in and out of there, especially at the running back position. Just keeps getting it done.
True.
Kadarius Toney, if he wants it, could be a star. The problem is, he's a ding-dong.
And when you have Mahomes, do you really need a D-hop? I mean, he can make anybody look elite when he wants to.
Kenny, I'm with you. If I'm DeAndre Hopkins and I have never won in my career, I would take less money to win, to play meaningful games. But again, I don't think that's in his DNA.
No. Well, that's why I said, now, if somebody comes in there and pays him well over 1.5 times more than what he thinks he's going to pay, he'll go play for, he'll go back to the Texans if they're going to overpay for him.
So speaking of the Chiefs, they visited the White House, which allowed Travis Kelce to act foolishly like Travis Kelce likes to do. Very serious, very formal photo op, but he grabs the mic and starts to make a speech. So I've been waiting for this. Shut up. Maybe it's just me, but are you guys getting tired of Travis Kelce?
Been tired of him for over a year.
Did you guys see that video, by the way?
Yeah, I saw it. Yeah. The best thing Mahomes did was get his ass off the podium.
Yeah.
I don't think Travis Kelce's had an intelligent thought his whole career. He's a clown. I mean, and that's what he likes to do. He wants to be a wrestling character. I don't say clown is that he's not unintelligent. Well, no, I don't think he is intelligent. Yeah. The whole point is he wants to be a goofball. He's like Rob Gronkowski. I think both guys play a character.
Right there.
And if that's what you're going to do, that's great. I don't need you speaking at public events, especially whether the right or the left is in office, I don't need you at that podium. Find someone else.
And that's just it. He wants to be Gronkowski so badly. And it's just like, yeah, we've already seen this movie. Can't you come up with anything new on your own? You're not special. Rob has done all of this stuff.
You think his brother can maybe reel him in a little bit so this doesn't continue to happen?
Because, no. I think at this point, he's a grown man, and if you want to make a fool of yourself, you go right ahead. But this is what you're etching your legacy right here, right now.
Now, in Carolina, linebacker Shaq Thompson, quote, "Linebackers weren't getting paid, so I stayed with my brothers," referencing his decision to stay in Carolina rather than test the market. Where are you at with the linebacker market? Did he make the right choice?
Look, linebackers are just not that – they're not that highly valued.
No.
Now, specific guys who can play on third down, can be coverage players, I think there's definitely more of a value. But a classic linebacker, no. I think that's why so many people were bent out of shape about Jack Campbell. But the reality, look, it's just what it is. I'd rather draft a guy than go pay $80 million for a guy. Yeah. I talked about bringing Lavonte David in for 1 year on a $10 million deal. That guy's a Hall of Famer. There was no money out there for him. Bobby Wagner, how much money was out there for him? I don't know. For me, it's just the way it goes. Linebackers become a little bit Kenny like running back. Teams just don't value it anymore.
No, and unless you're that new hybrid type linebacker.
Correct.
You can put your hand in. You're Micah Parsons. Now, I mean, you saw, what basically the Texans mortgaged their future to get Will Anderson. Technically, he's a linebacker. He's not an edge rusher, but that's what he does.
So over to the Commanders, Coach Ron Rivera backtracking on his QB1 in February. He said Sam Howell was his guy, but today he basically said he's looking at both Jacoby Brissett as much as Howell. Who do you think ends up with the job, or is this just performative theater?
Who cares? I'm sorry. Honestly, you're going into the season with Sam Howell and Jacoby Brissett on his 10th team.
Just flip a coin.
Pardon me if I just that quarterback competition is very similar to Baker Mayfield and right. Jake Trask.
Right, because all I hear is
Kyle Trask, whatever his name is.
All I hear is, and with the number 3 pick in the NFL draft, the Commanders select, because it's not going to work out.
And a very bizarre situation in Cleveland. I don't know if you guys read about this. Multiple guys getting their cars stolen. Greg Newsom at gunpoint. Unnamed player lost their car and their jewelry. January, Deshaun Watson had his truck stolen by a carjacking ring, I guess. What are you guys? Did you hear about this? It's very bizarre.
I did. And see, this is why. Because everybody was like, oh, you're picking on Jameson. You're just picking on Jameson. This is why. It's events like this. When you put yourself out there, not everybody's a fan. Not everybody wants your autograph. Not everybody wants a selfie with you. Some people have nefarious means in mind, and they're going to take it out on you. And now you're going to end up becoming that headline. They got too comfortable. They thought that everybody was their friend and everybody was their fan, and they found out, no, some people just want to rob and steal from you.
I'm just speechless. Who would have ever thought such a fine city like Cleveland would have such problems? What a dump.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.